horses in the sun. How am I supposed to get any riding done? All the tired horses in the sun. How am I supposed to get any riding done? Supposed to get any riding done. Mm-hmm. All the tired horses in the sun. How am I supposed to get any riding done? Mm-hmm. All the tired horses in the sun. How am I supposed to get any riding done?
Now, you don't get to be an artist like Bob Dylan without a pretty big brain and equally big ears. And the next hours, we're going to listen in to Bob Dylan introducing some of the songs that he heard through his big ears, songs that made him a Bob Dylan. I would be Eric Nelson. I'm sitting in for Manuel Zavala on Bread and Buddha. And we're going to pretty much let Bob Dylan take us through the next 2 hours. How can we do this? Well, Bob Dylan isn't here physically, but he's here intellectually and audially, because last year when he came out with this amazing book, The Philosophy of Modern Song, where he singled out, I think, 65 of songs that shook his world, he wrote introductions to all of them, and in the audiobook, he recorded introductions to a whole bunch of them, basically little essays that in some ways absolutely connect directly to the music he's talking about, and in other, probably more profound ways, at first listen, have nothing to do with the music he's talking about, because, of course, if it wasn't a little confusing or elliptical, it really wouldn't be Bob Dylan now, would it? Let's start off with a literal bang here. And again, the great thing about having Bob Dylan with you in spirit and in audio perfection is you don't have to really do very much. So, Bob, what do you have to say about our first song?
My Generation by The Who. This is a song that does no favors for anyone and casts doubt on everything. In this song, people are trying to slap you around, slap you in the face, vilify you. They're rude and they slam you down. They take cheap shots. They don't like you because you pull at all the stops and go for broke. You put your heart and soul into everything and shoot the works because you got energy and strength and purpose. Because you're so inspired to put the whammy on you. They're allergic to you and they have hard feelings. Just your very presence repels them. And they give you frosty looks and they've had enough of you. There's a million others just like you, multiplying every day. You're in an exclusive club and you're advertising yourself. You're blabbing about your age group, of which you're a high-ranking member. You can't conceal your conceit. You're snobbish and snooty about it. You're not trying to drop any big bombshell or cause a scandal. You're just waving a flag. You don't want anyone to comprehend what you're saying or embrace it, or even try to take it all in. You're looking down your nose at society, and you have no use for it. You're hoping to croak before senility sets in. You don't want to be ancient and decrepit. No, thank you. I'll kick it before that happens. You're looking at the world mortified by the hopelessness of it all. In reality, you're an 80-year-old man being wheeled around in a home for the elderly, and the nurses are getting on your nerves. You say, why don't you just fade away? You're in your second childhood. Can't get a word out without stumbling and dribbling. You haven't any aspirations to live in a fool's paradise. You're not looking forward to that. You've got your fingers crossed that you don't. Knock on wood. You'll give up the ghost first. You're talking about your generation, sermonizing, giving a discourse, straight talk, eyeball to eyeball.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Please say- before I get old. Try and dig what we all say. I'm not trying to cause a big sensation. I'm just talking about my generation. What we all say. I'm trying to cause a big sensation. Just talking about my generation. We could get around. Things ain't doing look awful cold. I hope I die before I get old.
Big Boss Man, you're the Big Boss Man, the master of the house with a reputation for being cheap and stingy. You're the famous chieftain, the enormous tight-fisted penny pincher who treats all the workers like errand boys. You hold the purse strings and walk the corridors of power. The despot who rubs the print off dollar bill. Modern man is your employee, servile, hypocritical. He's the informed citizen, the rational being, the yes man, and the ass kisser. And his temple is the movie theater. He's working for you round the clock, and he's dehydrated. It would take oceans of water to cleanse him from his previous lives. He needs rivers of poetry and music. But you won't let him pause or stand down for a second from his chores. Labor unions. Uprisings, revolts, empty threats. You don't pay attention to any of that. You let that all go by. You're above it all. You're the Clapian giant. You're on the right side of the supreme oligarch, the generalissimo, over-the-top overlord, who treats the whole world like butlers and chambermaids. You're a man of distinction. You should be happy that people want to emulate you.
Can't you hear me when I call? Hey, boss man. Can't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big. You just
young man waking around the fire. I want a little rain of water that you won't let Jimmy start, big man. Can't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big, you just tall, that's all.
Great Jimmy Reed, and every night for a long, long time, Bob Dylan has been closing out his sets playing his song Goodbye, Jimmy Reed. So Jimmy Reed is definitely more than an influence. It's somebody who's looking over Bob's shoulder every night when he's performing on the road. And before that, we heard, well, who else but The Who. Boy, does that record sound grungy, proto-punk from 1965. I'm Eric Nelson. You're listening to Bread and Buddha. Manuel Zavala will be back next week. But today, you're going to have to settle for, well, Bob Dylan. Every song we're playing is taken from Bob Dylan's amazing book, The Philosophy of Modern Song, which came out last year. And every introduction is from the audiobook to the same thing. So if you want the whole experience, definitely go out and look for the audiobook. A lot of big Hollywood stars narrate chapters from it, but Bob went ahead and recorded some of his favorite introductions to some of his favorite songs. So we're just going to carry on now with, very easy show to do. I just sort of sit back and enjoy it and let Bob do all the driving.
Don't let me be misunderstood. This is the song of the boy wonder, the prodigy, the man who knows his stuff, whose cause is honorable and sexually innocent, whose lust and appetite are as plain as can be, plain as the nose in his face. This is a song of crossed wires and false ideas being misquoted and things lost in translation, getting the wrong impression of what you're about. You're Adam's offspring, a jolly good fellow, member of the human race, and whatever you do, you have it all worked out beforehand, and you're manly and upright about everything, but you go into a rage when your words are perverted or distorted. It could be a real downer. You try to keep a tight leash on yourself and hold yourself back, but you can only go so far. You can't always be a saint, an angel of love, a Michael or a Raphael, or even a Gabriel. You can't always be a nice guy. Nevertheless, your ulterior motives are always rock solid, sound as a dollar. Most of the time, you're well-liked, lead-headed, and perky. You radiate sheer bodily pleasure, exuberance, and bliss. And it's impossible to cover that up. At the same time, you're at wit's end, embarrassed about everything, puzzled about everything, baffled with your foot in your mouth. And you know that anyone can spot it, that your true colors are recognized and observed, easily detected. All things considered, your guiding principles are the very best. You're a gentleman and a scholar. and your words are not to be misinterpreted. It makes you argumentative and bitter, a real ugly customer, totally mindless, and it annoys you that someone would take what you say the wrong way or assume anything. What you're saying is that life has its headaches, its inconveniences. It can be a sea of troubles, and that you've had your equal portion of all of it. As things stand, you just don't want your words to be misread or twisted around. You don't want to be taken for granted, above all by someone you love. You want to keep everything within bounds. Your affection on the highest level, completely genuine from head to toe. But you're only an earthling, a John Doe, a man in the street, and you have opinions and assumptions that are dear. Sometimes they prick your heart, backfire, make you hate yourself. Being misunderstood can get on your nerves. Some cockeyed thing, some asinine thing, some common garden variety thing, and it beats you down, makes you feel underappreciated. The thing about being misunderstood is that it diminishes your enjoyment of life.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When everything goes wrong, you see some bad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. You know, sometimes, baby, I'm so carefree, with a joy that's hard to hide. And then sometimes again it seems that all I have is worry. And then you're bound to see my other side. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. If I seem edgy, I want you to know I never mean to take it out on you. Life has its problems, and I get more than my share, but that's one thing I never mean to do, 'cause I love you. Oh, baby, I'm just human. Don't you know I have faults like anyone? Sometimes I find myself alone regretting some little foolish thing, some simple thing that I've done. 'Cause I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Don't let me be misunderstood. I try so hard, so please don't let me be.
Feel so good. In this song, you're feeling as good as can be and don't need to be convinced. You never felt better, and you have a hunch you're going to feel this way for the rest of your life. You're rocking steady with nerves of steel, laid back, and you're going like the wind, going to boogie all night and day, like a rainy day, like a downpour, dripping and drenched with your clothes all soggy. All the cats and jokers, the whole body politic, all the earthlings, every stripe and color. You're taking their guts out and serving them for dinner. You're intensely alive. Coming through the kitchen and you're rocking narrow and hard, rocking to the point where no one can hardly see you anymore. Like the Zephyr Queen, like the Panama Flyer, rocking steady and shaking the earth, breaking and entering, unworried about your dreams. You're the boogeyman, the menace from outer space, bloody neat and sharp like a surgeon's scalpel, kingly, soul deep in the eyes of the world. Flying low and you got your landing lights turned off. You're gonna boogie on back to where it all began, to the birth of creation, unlock the laws of the universe, bone-shaking and burning liquid fuel. You lathered up, electrified, leaving nothing unlicked. You're the lavender-leading man, the black sheep, the perfect gentleman in a tailcoat, and you got a gal who's sky-high, stretched out, wild, two-faced beauty. You're gold-digging showgirl, full-skirted in a cocktail dress, wolf-bait unmasculine, your catty just folks gal, and she's breathing down your neck. You're in everybody's bedroom, pulling the wires, parting the curtains of whatever's hidden inside, following nature, banging out the chords, doing the hopscotch boogie, the rumba boogie, the heel and toe boogie, attacking the mystery of the sun. Everybody boogies. Moms and dads, old-timers and has-beens. Schulberg, Gauguin, Picasso, Little Miss Muffet, they all boogie. But nobody boogies like her and you. You're tapping out the rhythm, saving your best for last. Seeing with your third eye, you and your flame throwing femme fatale. Playing and sweating at the model's ball, at the wife-swapping scene. You're gonna boogie to the limit, playing as day with obvious intent. Hardcore and clinging to life, stiletto sharp, Denver after dark, Las Vegas, Honolulu too, all in a straight line. Physical beauty and an intellectual attraction is what it is, and it's out in the open. This song is greedy from the word go and fearless like crazy. This song takes the sting out of life. Everything you see, you're snapping it up, and they're forking it over. You freed up and going flat out, hunting the beast. It's as simple as that. This song is always the newest and latest thing. Never looks for what it doesn't have. There's nothing important that it's missing. You're gonna boogie till they're all dead. This is tip-top rock and roll at its finest in pure form. In the halls of the Rock and Roll Museum, it would reign supreme, unraveled, if it was only in there. We'll be right back.
wish you'd come let me see what I've been missing. Feel so good now that you're home.
Shirley Goodman and Leonard Lee, a.k.a. Shirley and Lee. That was Feel So Good. They were known as the Sweethearts of the Blues. Hail from New Orleans. Worked with the great producer Dave Bartholomew, who was kind of the guy who created Fats Domino, among other musical innovations. Before that, Nina Simone, Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. And one thing I want to point out, that every version of these songs was selected by Bob Dylan. So we all know the Animals, Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood, because, well, they wrote it and made it a hit. But in Bob's book, The Philosophy of Modern Song, he chose Nina Simone's version as the one that he wanted you to hear. And who am I to argue with Bob Dylan? And I would be Eric Nelson. This would be KSQD. And this is a hour and a half left Philosophy of Modern Song special, where Bob Dylan is introducing some of the music that made him who he is today. 82-year-old road rascal. He was in Indianapolis just two nights ago. He's currently on the road with his band, playing most of the songs from Rough and Rowdy Ways. We saw him in Santa Cruz last year for an amazing show at the Civic. And he still has time to volunteer at KSQD to host a show. So take it away, Bob. Where are we going to go now?
Viva Las Vegas. This is the song of the gambler, the sportsman. Look at the draw, short odds, long odds, the flip of the coin. Raffles, lottos, and the devil's bones. The roulette wheel, pinball machine, the switched-on city, the star-spangled city. This is the place where your personality bursts into flame. This is the place you take calculated risks, where you defy danger and run up a fortune like Rothschild, Hobbs, DuPont, Vanderbilt. Spending money like water, like a drunken sailor. Boomtown of all boomtowns. Living beyond your means. A blinding sort of place. You put up the money and you boost up the odds. Money mongering. Living on credit. Telling everybody you're able to pay. Long live this place. With its ever so many countless women. The broads and the dames. Chicks and dolls. Escorts. Partners and bodyguards. All the women folk, wide open, free living, dancing on the razor's edge. You don't stop for a second, not even for a breath. You're the sharpie, the demon worshiper, the boogeyman with extra lust. Long live this place. You never take a break. You never hit the sack. No time to loaf and lounge around. You're going full blast. If only there were 80 more hours in the day. Crap shooting, card cutting, casting lots and coin matching, head calling, keno and bingo. You're coming into money and you're dropping into a good thing. You'd shuffle the cards and bottom out, six-figure income thrown in the gutter, losing a king's ransom and winning a gold mine. You've got an atomic-powered inner spirit, sturdy as an ox, made of iron, tough as naked steel, nerves that are ramrod stiff. Hard as marble. Las Vegas, crossroads of the modern world, utopia, Garden of Eden, land of dreams. If you see it once, even with half an eye, you're never the same. All it takes is just one glance, and you're transformed, mutated into something else, some arcane substance with a perpetual smile, something rich and strange. You keep the pot boiling, strutting and strolling, stretching your legs, jaywalking, and making the scene. You're quick on the trigger like grease lightning, shaking like jelly with plenty of verve and gusto, tripping like a cricket and spreading cheer, having a blast in the gambling hell. You're singing the praises of the city you love, the city that turns morning into midnight, midnight into morning, changes after hours into early dawn. The close of the day becomes the first flash of blinding light, invisible radiation, blinking and twinkling, gleaming and dazzling, busting the light meter. It costs you your last dime and you suffer losses, dribble away your last dollar. You're all used up and you end up like a pauper, washed up, wrinkled like a prune. Dealt a knockout blow, You're going for broke this time, going full speed, jazzed up, and asking the fortune lady to heat the dice. Make sure the ball bounces your way. The law of averages is on your side. You want to shoot the works, hit the bullseye, and beat the system. You want to come out on top of the heap, and you don't want it to be over too soon.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care, and I'm just a devil with love to spare. So
Viva Las Vegas, Viva Las Vegas.
How I wish that there were more than the 24 hours in the day. Even if there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away. Oh, there's blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel, a fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need is a strong heart and a new steel.
Viva Las Vegas, Viva Las Vegas.
Viva Las Vegas with your neon flashing and the one-armed bandits crashing and all those hogs down the drain. Viva Las Vegas turning day into nighttime, turning night into daytime. If you see it once, you'll never be the same again. I'm gonna keep on the run, I'm gonna have me some fun. It cost me my very last dime. If I wind up broke, well, I'll always remember that I had a swing in time. I'm gonna give it everything I've got. Lady luck, please let the dice stay hot. Let me shoot a seven with every shot.
Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Viva!
Everybody crying mercy. In this song, you're hammered in, going round and round the loop, doing full turns, empty-headed, blind to where you're going and stumbling through the dark. You're loaded to the rafters, smacking and slapping at things, buttoned down, no holds barred, going non-stop in a direct line. And everybody's patting you on the butt. You're on the spine-tingling roller coaster over there at the amusement park, thumbing a ride on the Ferris wheel, shooting ducks and winning Cupid dolls, while all of mankind cries mercy, every race, creed, and color, rich and poor, from all quarters, from all over creation. Funny thing is you're detached from it all, scoffing at everything you see, giving no credit to whatever you hear. You're being diplomatic, you ask no favors, take people at their word, and you want to be treated the same. Even if you goof up, you're not going to be one of those miserable rascals with his knees in the dust begging for mercy. You're not a crybaby. You have no idea what the proper definition of the word is anyway. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. So let's just get on with it. This song is all about hypocrisy, hitting and running, butchering and exterminating, taking the grand prize and finishing in front, then being big-hearted, burying the hatchet, apologizing, kissing and making up. It's about the hustle. Your high principle, chivalrous and Mr. Respectable, Mr. Don Juan. But you don't have to pretend with me. You're the spoofer, the play actor, the two-faced fraud, the stool pigeon, the scandal monger, the prowler and the rat, the human trafficker and the carjacker. Take your pick. Be selective and be honest about it. You're the hardliner for fair play and a square deal, just as long as you've got your irons in the fire and enough on your plate. Muckraking, chaos, and bedlam. You're a party to it all. Strangely enough, you find the lack of justice intolerable, and the lack of mercy even more so. It sets you off, and you wonder, if it's even possible in this world. Even-handed justice, tempered with the milk of human kindness, the divine light of mercy, kind of mercy that signals a new beginning. You like to praise it and put it on a pedestal, almost to worship it. But it has no place in your life, as long as you're employed. Whatever your racket, your shit job, whatever your routine task is, you've never had it so good. So let's leave justice and mercy to the gods of heaven. Better to go to the local movie theater, be a moviegoer, sit in the opera, some wacky farce, some silly bullcrap stage show, or better yet, stare at a crack moving down the wall. Think about kindness and benevolence, and giving people a second chance. This song says let's be just and honorable to the point of our natural ability. Let's not make empty gestures or expect people to let up on us. Let's not expect to be pardoned or forgiven. Mercy may be a trap for fools.
I can't believe the things I'm seeing. I wonder about some things I've heard. Everybody find mercy when they don't know the meaning of the word. A bad enough situation is sure enough getting worse. Everybody find justice just as long as there's business first. Toe to toe, touch and go. Give a cheer, get your souvenir. People running round in circles, don't know what they're headed for. Everybody find peace on earth just as soon as we win this war. Straight ahead, knock 'em dead. Pack your kit, choose your hypocrite. You don't have to go to Off-Broadway to see something plain absurd. Everybody find mercy when they don't know the meaning of the word. Nobody knows the meaning of the word.
A golden rule of economics is supply and demand. High demand for used vehicles means they're worth more money as a donation to K-Squid. So if you don't need it, donate it. Learn how easy it is by clicking the support tab at ksqd.org.
Mose Allison, Everybody Crying Mercy. And before that, the great Doc Pomismort Schumann song, Viva Las Vegas, with, of course, Elvis Presley. I wonder what Elvis would think of the Sphere were he to come back, or actually if he is still alive. I wonder if he's seen the Sphere. One can only speculate. I'm Eric Nelson. You're listening to Bread and Buddha, sitting in for Manuel Zavala, who will be back in the hot seat next Thursday. But meanwhile, we're going to have to slum with this Bob Dylan guy, who's introducing songs taken from his book, Philosophy of Modern Song. And we're going to play a couple interesting things. One of the introductions you're about to hear is approximately, well, double the length of the actual song. Bob got a little carried away here, but it's compelling all the same. What I love is he sort of paints, as a painter, he sort of paints paints the scene and the emotional climate of the song, and then the song happens. Very seldom does he actually talk about any details of the song, because, of course, if he was talking about specific details and not in metaphor, he wouldn't be Bob Dylan now, would he?
Come out of my house. This is the song of seduction, the big come on. It's calling you to drop in and make the scene. It's out of the way, hush hush, through the back door, up the back stairs, and it's going to give you some tasty fruits, all kinds of things, fruits and nuts, clusters of grapes with crushed seeds, heaps of pears and all kinds of leftover pastry. And this song is going to drop it all in your lap. All you have to do is show up. There's coverts of crab apples, pink ladies and hybrids, golden apples of the sun. There are pomegranates from the Holy Land, the ones with the thousand seeds. And you've got grapeseed oil and grape juice, mouthwater and plums with the white wax coating. This song is going to give you everything. Peaches from Persia, everything from the tree of life, pink tinged and dripping with honey. Smoked apricots, all the forbidden fruits, and candy, lots of candy. Gumballs and licorice, jelly beans, Snicker bars. This song is going to sucker you in with desserts and multicolored Easter eggs. It's got a stockpile of dates from 50 million years ago. It's motioning for you to come on in, summoning you. It's got the total universe in there, a whole collection of cakes, wedding cakes, marble cakes, upside down cakes with frosting, red velvet, strawberry cheesecake, the works. And you're going to get the whole cornucopia, the entire bumper crop, oodles of apricots, more than enough, the very best, enough to pig out for a year, baked peaches and African figs, an oversupply of everything, the whole ball of wax, even a wedding ring, 24-karat hoop for your finger. You'll even get a Christmas tree, not just a little sapling either, but a full-grown hardwood. This song is gesturing at you to discover yourself. It's coaxing you, enticing you to come out of retirement and jump in. Are you tempted? You bet. But you're not thinking about what will happen if you're lured in there. You're thinking about what could happen.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and every god I do. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you figs and dates and grapes and cakes. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you everything. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you marriage ring and the pomegranate. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you peach and pear and I love your hair. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you Easter egg. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you everything, everything, everything. Come on to my house.
Ball of Confusion by the Temptations. In this song, everything goes off track. The Earth's terrestrial axis seems to have tilted a bit, and radical climate changes are threatening the planet. Chaos is everywhere. Prejudice and death, starvation, destruction, and it's rolling like a ball. and you're packed inside of it. These are turbulent times, and the sons of dogs are roaming the streets. Anarchy breaking out. The air is full of poison, and the whole city is disorganized. None of the parts are in place. Your money doesn't buy you anything or influence anybody. You're walking unsteady. Get going, they say. And you're marching along, confiding in the great Gugumuga, your personal deity. The hostility and disorder are like a horrible dream, and you feel singled out and closed off. The topsy-turvy issues of the day have got you rattled. You can't describe what you're witnessing, and you're incapable of proving anything. And even if you could, nobody's listening. Everything is iffy and unsafe. You're smack dab in the middle of it, and you're an easy mark. You keep appealing to the great Gugumuga, begging him for an escape route. Things are tense. You quarrel with everybody. Blood is running in the streets. Earthquakes on the next block. Women getting raped on the corner. Spaceships taken off. Nothing's fastened down. A new form of oppression every day. You're trying to act the way others want you to act, but it's a struggle. Sharp objects keep flying by. You're trying hard to absorb it all and keep your head above water. You used to have high hopes, high aspirations. You wanted to cure the insane and practice abstinence. You wanted to be a lawyer for the poor. But now you can't find these thoughts. These are the facts of life. The boss politician, too, the old baby kisser who got your vote. He promised he'd set you free. But he turned coward and ran for the hills, brushed you off and gave you the cold shoulder. Everything's rotten and tainted. Even your punch-drunk brother. He keeps talking about love, but what's that to you? The more you think about it, the less sure you know what it means. Kids, too. They've developed too fast. They've got their heads above the trees, and they're easy targets. You're mystified. Can't get any peace of mind. Everything around you is disintegrating, and you're as far away as can be from normal life. We're telling all this to the great Gugumuga, telling him all that you're running for your life. The new Beatles records intoxicate you, but you have no idea what you heard. The atmosphere around you is exploding into pieces. More brutality, more bloodshed, mob rule patrolling the streets. It's grossing you out and making your flesh crawl. Sonny and Cher, too, they're in your ear as well. The beat just doesn't stop. Besides that, your wallet is missing. The Middle East is on fire, and flood just knocked out a whole chunk of a city block. You've just passed a magnificent funeral, and you took your own sweet time in passing by. You had nowhere to go, and your equilibrium was off. There's a fear in the air, a horrible funk that's giving you the jitters, a weird ectoplasm drifting up from the sewers, and it's turning your stomach. What else could be wrong? The city inspectors are after you for breaking the law. Someone's informed on you. Bill collectors are chasing you down for money. Your expenses are through the roof. You're demoralized and embarrassed. And now they want you to check your gun. You keep calling out to the great Gugumuga, trying to communicate. You're asking for wisdom from the ancient sages. It's the same thing over and over. Every 10 seconds, another news flash. Another scandal. More headlines. More news commentators. And they're giving you the creeps. Everything is spoiled dirty. Everything you touch on, everyone's rocking your boat, and they all seem to have a defect of one kind or another. The public servants have failed you, and you're being asked for donations for another giveaway program. It's a jungle out there, and things are becoming unrecognizable. You're exhausted from all this, and you need something that's going to bring you around. You search for a safe place, a sanctuary, and you think that maybe you'll go live with the Indians. You look for a secret passage to take you there. You wanted to be in on everything, and now you are. You're right in the thick of it. But then again, things might not be so simple. You might be hallucinating, maybe making too much of it all, blowing everything up out of proportion. You just might be a difficult person to get along with. This is a song where the singer has speculated long enough, and now he's ready to act. This is a song about the human condition and rules don't apply.
People moving out, people moving in. Why? Because of the color of the skin.
Run, 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 but you sure can't hide.
An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Vote for me and I'll set you free. Rap on, brother, rap on. Well, the only person talking about love, then, brother, is the preacher. And it seems nobody's interested in learning but the teacher. Segregation, determination, demonstration, integration, aggravation, humiliation, obligation to my nation.
All the confusion.
Oh, yeah. That's what the world is today. Hey, hey. The cell appeals are at an all-time high.
Set.
Young folks walking around with their heads in the sky.
Our
city's aflame in the summertime.
And oh, the beat goes on.
Well, well. Now listen. Air pollution, revolution, gun control, the sound of soul. Shooting rockets to the moon. Kids growing up too soon. Politicians say more taxes will solve everything.
And the band played on.
So
round and around and around we go. Where the world's headed, nobody knows.
Oh, thank you, Ooga Mooga. Can't you hear me talking to you? Just a ball of confusion. Oh, yeah. That's what the world is today.
Yeah, yeah.
Fear in the air, tension everywhere. Unemployment rising fast. The Beatles' new records are gas. And the only safe place to live is on an Indian reservation.
And the band played on.
Eve of destruction, tax deduction.
City inspectors, bill collectors.
Hard clothes in demand, population out of hand.
Suicide, too many bills, hippies moving to the hills. People all over the world are shouting in the war.
And the band played on.
Ricky Ooga Mooga, can't you hear me talking to you? It's a ball of confusion.
Today. Yeah, yeah.
Let me hear, let me hear you, let me hear you.
Same ball
of confusion. Let me hear you, let me hear you, let me hear you, let me hear you.
Same ball of confusion. That's what the world is today.
And yes, Bob Dylan specifically shouted out to the a cappella version of that song. That's the version he wanted you to hear. Can't question Bob Dylan. That's what he wanted. The Temptations, Ball of Confusion. For that, Rosemary Clooney, Come On to My House, a song written by the creator of the Chipmunks and William Saroyan, basically two Armenian Americans. And the lyrics reference Armenian customs of overflowing tables with fruits, nuts, all sorts of great dips. And backstory of that is Mitch Miller, Sing Along with Mitch, basically forced Rosemary Clooney to record that song. She hated the song and refused to record it. And Mitch Miller basically said, either you record this or I'm going to kick you off the Columbia label. So she recorded it. And Rosemary Clooney said, that was one of the reasons I think the song worked, was I was really angry when I recorded it. So what can you say? Maybe Mitch was right. We have time, though, for another Bob. One quick song before the top of the hour. This would be Bread and Buddha on KSQD Santa Cruz. We'll have a full another hour of great Bob Dylan introductions and, interestingly, eclectic music. That's going to be tough to top that version of Ball of Confusion. But anyway, Bob, what do you have to say about this next song?
The Little White Cloud That Cried, sung by Johnny Ray. The little white cloud sheds tears and bawls like a baby. You've heard its mournful lament when walking down by the river, but you too had a heavy heart. So you were only half listening. You too were lonesome and dispirited. The cloud tells you don't worry. All things will blow away. Everything will eventually glide by and outdistance what's behind. The little cloud is feeling dismal. It's been isolated and deserted, strange from other clouds. No one's interested in it, and it feels the effects of discrimination. On top of that, it's frightened of the booming noise from down below, the rumbling uproar, snarling and growling. The phosphorus blaze of a blinding light has shattered its vision. The glare from down under is burning through its soul. The little cloud wants to hide itself, lay low, and hole up somewhere, and get out of the way. This white cloud is so unhappy, but you don't want to be dragged into its misery. If you sympathize too much, you could lose your senses. This cloud can make you sleepy. Suddenly, without a warning, it tells you to be still and look up. It's the sun alone that you must acknowledge. It's unchanging, unbroken, and enduring to the last. It tells you to be observant of the weather with all its varieties. Try to harmonize yourself with it and adapt with it, and you'll triumph in the end and come out ahead. Then it says it has a message for the world, that we all must yield to love. It tells you to spread this information to the far corners of the earth. You're not sure if you're up to the task. You don't want to say you won't, but you don't want to say you will either. You don't want to make promises or raise expectations. You also know that at any time this cloud could turn into a raging black fog that could cover the entire world, overshadow the whole planet, eclipse the sun, and behave like a tyrant. You'll have to think about it. The message from this little white cloud to the world, that it must yield to love. Giving an earful of that to the masses, it can backfire. To be sure, this dispatch from the little white cloud to the world cannot be complicated. It must be plain and simple.
I went walking down by the river, feeling very sad inside, when all at once I saw in the sky the little white cloud that cried. He told me was very lonesome, and no one cared if he lived or died, and said sometimes the thunder and lightning make all the little clouds hide. He said, have faith in all for the sun will always shine. Do your best and always remember the dark clouds pass with time. He asked me if I'd tell all my world just how hard those little clouds try. That's how I know I'll always remember the little white cloud that sat right down and cried.
This is KSQD Santa Cruz, 90.7 FM, KSQT Prunedale, 89.7 and 89.5 FM, and KSQD.org.
KSQD thanks Santa Cruz's local internet service provider, Cruz.io Internet, for underwriting this program. You can connect your home or business to the only broadband network built and maintained in Santa Cruz County. No contracts, no data caps, and no hidden fees. For more information, open a browser and travel to faster.cruzio.com or 831-459-6301. Thank you, Cruz.io Internet, for supporting KSQD 90.7 FM.
Johnny Ray, the man who Tony Bennett referred to as the father of rock and roll. Not so sure that Tony's right about that, but got to respect his opinion. And the little white cloud that cried. I'm Eric Nelson. You're listening to the aforementioned KSQD. We're doing a special Bob Dylan written and semi-hosted Philosophy of Modern Song special. All songs from his amazing book he came out with last year, with introductions that he taped for the audiobook for the same thing. But before we get into part two, I would be remiss not to point out something that's coming up today at 5 o'clock. Speaking of deep dish music, Rachel Goodman's going to take you behind the scenes of the Santa Cruz Symphony, our own beloved Santa Cruz Symphony. Her guests are Maestro Danny Stewart, who's the music director, and Danny Zoe, Nancy Zoe, the symphony's first violinist and soloist. Hear about the current season, an upcoming concert at the Santa Cruz Civic. It's where Bob Dylan was last year. Our symphony is known for being one of the best symphonies for a town this size anywhere. And if you tune in at 5 o'clock, again, Maestro Danny Stewart and Nancy Zoe, the symphony's first violinist and soloist, are going to tell you why. So it's definitely something to worth listening to at 5 o'clock. Let's go back, rejoin Bob Dylan. He's up to his old tricks here of elliptical essays and obscure introductions and oddball references to a culture that in some ways doesn't exist anymore, but as long as Bob Dylan's writing and talking about it, I guess it does exist. So no reason to put words in his mouth. He does a pretty good job on his own.
I've always been crazy. This is a song where you're giving some hard-earned advice to the woman who's thinking about giving her heart to you. You're being honest, on the up and up. You don't want her to have the wrong idea about you. In other words, you may be too good to be true. You're being candid, and you want her to be certain that you're the one for her, but you're not sure she knows what you're getting at. You've got a complicated past, been snagged and shackled from missteps, human error, wrongdoing, and fool mistakes. A lot of screw-ups. Even been in a lineup and picked out for felonies that you didn't commit. Captured for things you had no part in. You're trying to shield this woman and be as authentic as possible. Switch the light on in her head about who you are. Not bragging or boasting about anything in your life or self-advertising yourself. You're just trying to tell her that even though you've done some shady things, and some shady things have been done to you, none of it's been deliberate or premeditated. It's just that your life has been anything but smooth sailing. You're not squawking about it. You're just trying to warn her that giving her heart to you might be a calculated risk. You're not going to turn any corner and turn over a new leaf. You have no motive to do that. You're just trying to protect her and demythologize yourself. At any rate, you're hard to classify. Are you the person that should be hailed and applauded for the things you've done? Or put down and call dirty names? You're really not sure. You want her to know all that. Most men wouldn't talk to a woman this way, a woman who's thinking of falling in love with him, but you're not most men. You've always been different, a strange duck, mad as a hatter, but you've never been not all there. In this song, you might be getting ahead of yourself, giving an explanation to someone who's never asked for one.
I've always been crazy in the trouble that it's put me through. Been busted for things that I did and I didn't do.
I've done. But I can't say I've never intentionally hurt anyone. I've always been different with one foot over the line. Winding up somewhere one step ahead or behind. It ain't been so easy, but I guess I shouldn't complain. I've always been crazy, but it's kept me from going insane. The chances you're taking loving a free living man. Are you really sure you really want what you see? Be careful of something that's just what you want it to be.
The street where you live, Victor Moon. You got a habit, a bad habit. You fell in love with the hot stuff. You fell for the foxy harlot, the vamp who lives around here somewhere. And you're silly about her. She's got you hooked. You're on the street where she lives, the back alley. You don't know exactly where she lives, but it's around here somewhere. You roamed every passageway, examining the street from A to Z, just like in the days of old. You're walking on the same old ground. Nothing's changed. But suddenly, everything does. The pavement, which has always been under your feet, flies up out of nowhere. It's wrong side up. You're blasted sky high into a tall building, a real cloudbuster. But when you look down below, everything looks tiny and insignificant. Even the street where she lives. You see yourself on it, a non-entity, a non-being. Then you get slammed back down into reality. You take the long fall, hitting the cement like an express train, but you don't have a scratch on you, so everything must still be in order. Then you pick up where you left off, walking down dark alleys, looking into lobbies and hallways, in the hope to get a glimpse of her, and you often walked down that street before. Is this really the street where she lives? It has to be her street, because the birds are singing here. And there couldn't be birds singing on any other street. You still have some sense of direction and you start to walk again. There are lilac trees in this part of town, you think about it. But the thought is short-lived. People stop and stare. It doesn't bother you. You're on a head trip, and you're too spaced out to notice. They gawk at you and gossip, give you the evil eye. But it doesn't reach any deep part of you. You're not going to go out of your way to acknowledge any of it. The scrutiny doesn't even remotely touch you. There's no place on the planet you'd rather be than on this dead-end street, the street where she lives. How long will it take before you realize that your idle life is one of indulgence? And then again, what do you have to lose? The longer you don't see her, the less chance you have to offend her. That's the way you look at it. Let the clock keep ticking. What do you care? All in a split second, everything could change again. You're on the street where she lives. You could be on any street in the world, but you're partial to this one. It's an ancient street. It's antiquated. And it's been around. And you have to stay on good terms with it. You have to make it your friend.
To know somehow you are near. I have often walked on this street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once am I several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live. Are there lilac trees in the heart of town? Can you hear a lark in any other part of town? Does enchantment pour out of every door? No, it's just on the street where you live. Oh, the towering feeling just to know somehow you are near. That any second you may suddenly appear. People stop and stare, they don't bother me, for there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by,
of major influences on Bob Dylan. Forget Woody Guthrie, clearly Vic Damone. And who but Bob Dylan would mash up Vic Damone with Waylon Jennings? I've always been crazy, but it keeps me from going insane. This is Eric Nelson sitting in for Manuel Zavala on Bread and Buddha on KSQD. We're exploring and dissecting the philosophy of modern song. Introductions taken from Bob Dylan's book, which came out last year, with audio introductions from those little essays that Bob recorded himself and then matched up with the actual versions of the songs that he chose, in some cases odd ones. I'm looking at you, a cappella, ball of confusion, but always interesting. It's one thing to say about Bob Dylan. He's never really boring. So let's keep going here. Bob's got this firmly in hand here, and we have another 45 minutes of great Bob Dylan music introductions and oddball artists.
If you don't know me by now, by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. In this song, the protagonist has proven his worth. He's accounted for himself in all good ways, with class and distinction. He's performed wonders for his steady mate, gave her a life, made her rich, fed and clothed her, contributed to her happiness, and even after all this, she still doesn't trust him, thinks he's on an ego trip. She's got a short fuse, and she's jumpy. Every little thing leads to a blow-up. There's no meeting of the minds. This song has got a lot of bluster, a lot of conceit, a lot of hot air. It's beautifully arranged and performed to perfection. This is a song of self-pride and self-admiration. You arrive home late, but you come at the 11th hour with bells on, and you're in top form. You play around, but all the hanky-panky fizzles out. You're not conscious of each other. You try hard to get through. You put your cards on the table, face up. You're considerate and upfront about absolutely everything. You lay yourself bare. What is she so pissed about? You lay in bed at night, feel her huge body. She's covered in emeralds. On goes the light. She wants precise details of where you've been, and she's giving you the business, giving you bad vibes. You try to be cool, but she's cagey and skeptical. You're here, body and soul. Why can't she get the hang of that? You've given her everything you can lay your hands on, and she still can't tune into you. If she doesn't know you by now, she must be mindless. Yes, knowing somebody can be a Herculean task. A lot of obstacles get in the way, but still, though, you have to wonder. If she doesn't know your accomplishments and crowning achievements by now, would she ever? You'll have some mixed attitudes over the same exact things, and that leads to more arguments. More arguments to muddle through. She throws a fit about nothing and becomes your nemesis. And she's got a blazing temper and finds fault with everything. It's difficult to say how badly you feel about this. You amuse her, inspire and gratify her. But she thinks that you're just too wrapped up in yourself, being narcissistic. Both of you know the difference between what's right and what's not so right. Neither of you were born yesterday. You're not babes in the woods, juvenile brats. Neither of you want this love to peter out. Come on now, let's pull together. Let's not take things for granted. Let's be level-headed here. Let's not act like children. What are we grumbling about? One thing you know for sure is that you like this place. It's where you want to be. It's familiar to you. Your needs are fulfilled here. It's your shelter, your stomping ground. But if she doesn't think that you'd walk out of here in a minute, she's thinking wrong. And that's just one more piece of evidence that she doesn't know you. There's a lot of realism in this song, a lot of self-worship. It's a song of misunderstanding and friction between people. A lopsided relationship, two partners annoying each other, wasting time and energy over things they should leave alone. It's a long-suffering and passive kind of song.
That we've been through, you should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Oh, don't get so excited.
children. When we argue, fuss and fight, hey, hey.
If you don't know,
if you don't know.
Our own funny moves. I've got mine. Woman, you got yours too. Just trust in me, like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do. Just get yourself together. Love affair.
Take me from this garden of evil. What you'd like to see is a neighborly face, a lovely, charming face. Someone on the up and up, a straight shooter, ethical and fit. Someone in an attractive place, hospitable, a hole in the wall, a honky-tonk with home cooking. Everybody needs to be in a quick rush. No emphasis on speediness. Everybody's going to measure their steps. Your little girl will support you. She waits on you hand and foot, and she sides with you at all times. But you're in limbo, and you're shouting at anyone who'll listen to take you out of this garden of evil, get you away from the gangsters and psychopaths, this menagerie of wimps and yellow bellies. You want to be emancipated from all the hokum. You don't want to daydream your life away. You want to get beyond the borderlands, and you've been ruminating about it to the dogs, the one that represses you. You want to get away from this corrupt neck of the woods, as far away as possible from this debauchery. You want to ride on a chariot through pillars of light. You got faith, and you're fearless and undaunted. You're hanging tough and sick of being hogtied and being held back. You want to be flung into a distant realm where you'll be redeemed, and you'll go with anyone who'll escort you out of this jungle of baloney and everything fishy. Even if you have to dog-paddle your way across the seven seas, you'll do it. And you can bet on that, put money on it. You'll overpower your fears and wipe them out. Anything to get out of this garden of evil, this landscape of hatred and horror, this murky haze that fills you with disgust. You want to be piggybacked into another dimension where your body and mind can be restored. If you stay here, your dignity is at risk. You're one step away from becoming a spiritual monster, and that's a no-no. You're appealing to someone, imploring someone to get you out of here. You're talking to yourself, hoping you don't go mad. You got to move across the threshold, but be careful. You might have to put up a fight, and you don't want to get into it already defeated.
Face in a friendly place is what I like to see. Yeah, a friendly face in a friendly place is what I like to see. Well, if I don't hurry to get away from here, this little girl's gonna set my pace. Well, now take me from this garden of evil, deliver me over yonder. Yeah, take me from this garden of evil, deliver me over yonder. I don't have long to hang around here. I don't have long to ponder. I know what I'll do if I ever get away from here. So I bet you, Nick, I know what I'll do if I ever get away from here. Well, if I had to swim the ocean wide, that's the way I'd drown my fears. Well, now take me from this garden of evil, deliver me over yonder. Or take me from this garden of evil, deliver me over yonder. Well, I don't have long to hang around here. I don't have long to ponder. Well, if I don't hurry to get away from here, this little girl's gonna set my pace. Well, take me from this garden of evil, deliver me over yonder. Oh, take me from this garden of evil, deliver me over yonder. Well, I don't have long to hang around here. I don't have long to ponder.
So what Sun Records rockabilly star came? Was born in Tupelo, Mississippi in 1935? No, it's not Elvis Presley. It's Jimmy Wages, who was a very obscure Sun artist. And he lived and died in Tupelo, died in 1999 at his mother's house. Never achieved fame, but did record that one song. And if Jimmy Wages knew that a Nobel Prize winner like Bob Dylan would be introducing it, he would be impressed. I don't know if he'd be impressed that he was introducing it on KSQD, but he'd probably be impressed with that too. Probably got more radio play now than he did during his lifetime. Before that, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, If You Don't Know Me By Now. Just want to commend your attention to an upcoming music spectacular. Keith Greninger is going to be joining David Bean in studio for live music. I'm not sure it'll be exactly at 2 o'clock, but you need to tune in. 2:30. 2:30 to 3. 2:30.
Local hero.
Keith, stop prompting me off mic, David Bean. But anyway, definitely want to listen to that. Great live music in studio is always a treat on this fine radio station, KSQD. But there's still some life in the philosophy of modern song with Bob Dylan. I'm going to leave him to introduce this next song because how can I put words in Bob Dylan's mouth?
Where or when? This is a song of reincarnation, one repetitious drone through space, plugging the same old theme nonstop, over and over again, where every waking moment bears a striking resemblance to something that happened in pre-revolutionary times, pre-Renaissance times, or pre-Christian times, where everything is exactly alike, and you cannot tell anything apart. History keeps repeating itself, and every moment of life is the same moment with more than one level of meaning. You were having a discourse, rambling on, thinking out loud, discussing things, letting your hair down, having eyeball-to-eyeball encounters, playing peekaboo, going backwards, forwards, to and fro, without any difference, with an inkling that it all happened earlier, but you can't pinpoint the location, the district, or the region. Now it's happening again, one timeless moment identical to the next, full of memory lapses and mental blocks. It's an otherworldly feeling built on air but down to earth, like a pipe dream, like a visual lifetime image that's here to stay. The outfits, garments, hoods, the Sunday finery, the fur-lined coats, things that were worn back in the day, back in the days of antiquity, are exactly the same. The apron, the robe, the brassiere, the rayon stockings, and waist belt. Just like in ancient times. Never out of date. Stitches, buttonholes, knitting, embroidery, putting on the dog, ragged out, zoot suit, windbreaker, flannel pants, suede gloves and an undershirt, wooden shoes, all decked out and fit to kill. Not a bit of difference between that occasion and this one. Six of one, half a dozen of the other, a dead ringer for the actual thing, unchanged, consistent from the year one, right from when the curtain first rose. The same regalia, same mustachio, toupee, same phenomenal world appearing and reappearing, telling and retelling. Same old song, same old tune, same riddles, fighting the same old battles, all in the same breath. And you can be absolutely sure that it happened before and will happen again. It's inevitable. The handshake, the glad hand, the same coincidence, time after time. The kissing, embracing, breaking apart and coming together, being roguish and playful, teasing and slapping and hitting, busting a gut, putting each other in stitches, yucking it up and rejoicing good-naturedly, getting high on each other, getting the load of each other, adoring each other. To each other we'll be true. To each other we're just what the doctor ordered. The profanity, the shallowness, being born, reborn, and born again, the regeneration of it all. That's the ultimate aim. Life in the wasteland, where there's no tomorrow and it always seems like only yesterday, where we share the same faults over and over, where the past has a way of showing up in front of you and coming into your life without being called. Where if it's not happening now, it wasn't happening then or ever. Doesn't hurt anymore, the song of the sufferer, when it penetrates to the heart of the matter. Your desire and imagination are wearing thin, and the longer your lifeline is, there's less guarantee that either will hold up. You question everything about yourself, but you don't know what you're questioning. Renounce and relinquish all your thoughts. Thoughts that crash into a heavy cloud of fog, thick as a brick wall, splits into a million pieces, and goes missing. Powerful thoughts that explode like the Big Bang. In this song, there's a million ways to go mad, and you're familiar with them all. You just don't talk about it. And even if you did, your words would be difficult to catch. You try to invoke memories of friendship, but they can't be found. Searching in rooms where abandoned ambitions have stacked up. Vacant rooms. Rooms where the most brilliant minds you've ever known have been cut up and reassembled. You don't have a civil word for anyone who speaks to you, and your sense of being has been shut off. All things have come to a sudden conclusion, and you're embracing ghosts, pursuing shadows, and been the victim of destructive energies, heaved thunderbolts and boulders at time. But time persisted. Your heart's been roughed up, damaged, out of action. But it's not spurting any blood, so you don't recognize or even subscribe to the hurt. There must be someone who will listen. Where do you go? How do you identify with a world that set you aside? A world that took everything from you without asking? A world that's asleep, bedded down, and deep into slumberland, taking one long, endless siesta. You'll go into the mythic land of rebirth. Stare up into the mirror of the night sky. Talk to your ancestors. They're wide awake.
Think about how I'm doing, but I don't know what I'm thinking. Shattering into shadow light, reflecting thoughts I can't relieve. My heart doesn't hurt anymore, but my soul does. Maybe that's what souls are for. To take the hurt the heart can't take. The heart can't take. Distance. Playing tag. Playing tricks. With whatever it is I can't find. My weaknesses are my band-aids, covering for how I don't bleed. In all the stones I threw, some were for flinging, some were for bringing, and some I never knew. I never knew. These paintings, the colors of emotion, seeking any kind of devotion. Some things are private between me and the dead, and some of the rest is better off left unsaid. My heart doesn't hurt anymore, but my soul does. Maybe that's what souls are for, to take the hurt the heart can't take. The heart can't take.
My heart doesn't hurt anymore, but my soul does.
Maybe that's what souls are for,
to take the hurt the heart can't take.
God bless Bob Dylan for italicizing that song, and the artist behind it is John Trudell, who was a Native American activist. He was the spokesperson and one of the boots on the ground when Alcatraz was occupied back in 1969, and continued extreme activism back on his home reservation. And in a rather tragic coincidence, which many people think is not a coincidence, the day after he burned an American flag on the Capitol, there was a fire that killed his pregnant wife, three kids, and mother-in-law, which utterly wrecked his life. But then he came back and was inspired by Jackson Brown to pursue music. And he was an author, just an amazing human being. And that song is John Trudell. So when he says he doesn't hurt anymore, we know what he was trying to process at the time. Before that, Dion and the Belmonts, Where or When. You're listening to Bread and Buddha. Manuel Zavala will be back next week. Keith Greninger is going to be joining David Bean in about 45 minutes for some live music in studio. Talk about music to soothe the soul on a Thursday afternoon. We're about done, running out of Bob Dylan introductions, but man, I won't say we've saved the best for last, but when you think of Bob Dylan, the title of this song certainly fits Dylan to a T. I think you will agree.
"You Don't Know Me" by Eddie Arnold. "You're not good at chewing the fat. You don't want anybody putting words in your mouth, so you don't say anything. You don't go any further in the conversation. You're deadlocked with nothing to add. You've got a great yearning and a hunger, mad crush on someone, but she doesn't know you. She thinks she knows you well, but she's wrong. She's always gotten the wrong impression. How could she know you? How could she know your wild dreams, your fantasies, nightmares, and innermost thoughts? All the things you forbid her to know. It's just not possible. How do you expect her to know you? She's not your alter ego or your double. To her, you're just a patron, an associate, a well-wisher. That's all you've ever been. She says goodbye 100 times over. It doesn't matter that she says goodbye. What does matter is the way she says it. And she says it like someone who doesn't know you. Why would she want to know you? You're a loner and scared stiff. You don't know anything about creating love, the kind that's manufactured and hyped up. You don't have the skill or know-how. You don't know how to pucker up and be sweet. By every indication, she has a soft spot for you, but it shakes you up and terrifies you. There's no possibility of connecting up. You're not going to go out on a limb and lay yourself open. The center of your entire being is aching and twitching because of her. Now, of all things, you have to watch her walk away with some lucky bloke who holds out the aces. It's not easy. You don't want all of her love, just a little bit. A little bit at a time, consistently, day and night, spaced out over years. That's all you ask. To you, she's larger than life. To her, you're not even breathing. Your life is cursed.
You give your hand to me, and then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone can tell. You think you know me well, but you don't know me.
No, you don't know me.
No, you don't know the one who dreams of you at night and longs to kiss your lips and longs to hold you tight. Oh, I'm just a friend. That's all I've ever been. Cause you don't know me. For I never knew the art of making love, though my heart aches with love for you. Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by. A chance that you might love me too.
Love me too.
You give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy. Oh, to never, never know the one who loves you so. Well, you don't know me. Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by. A chance that you might love me too. Oh, you give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy. Oh, you never, never know the one who loved you so. Well, you don't know me.
You don't love me. You don't know me.
Brother Ray Charles, you don't know me. A title that certainly fits Mr. Bob Dylan. Well, that ends our introductions of songs, but I don't know if you know this, but Bob Dylan is more than a narrator, a part-time host, and a song introducer. He's also a pretty good songwriter and musician, so I thought we'd play something that's sort of in the same vein, same vibe of this particular 2 hours that demonstrates Dylan's talents. And as so often the case, this is a song that he wound up recording, but this version was left on the cutting room floor. Dylan contains multitudes, and there's multitudes of just about everything he ever did, usually takes that are better than the released one, and I think this song is no exception. This is recorded during the Time Out of Mind sessions back in 1996. But didn't come out till Love and Theft in 2001. But tell me what you think of this original version.
Step of the way, we walk the line. Our days are numbered,
so are mine. Time is piling up, we struggle and we scrape, all boxed in, nowhere to escape. City's just a jungle, more games to play. We're trapped in the heart of it, trying to get away. I was raised in the country, been working in the town, been in trouble, so I set my suitcase down. Ain't got nothing for you, had nothing before. Don't even have anything for myself anymore. Sky's full of fire and the pain is pouring down. There's nothing you can sell me, I'll see you around. My powers of expression and thoughts so sublime, they'd never do you justice in reason or rhyme. Only one thing I did wrong, stayed in Mississippi a day too long. Through the leaves, falling from the trees, feel like a stranger nobody sees. So many things we never will undo. I know you're sorry, I'm sorry too. Some people will offer you their hand and some wound. Last night I knew you, tonight I don't. I need something strong to distract my mind. I'm gonna look at you till my eyes go blind. I got here following the southern star. I crossed that river just to be where you are. Only one thing I did wrong, stayed in Mississippi a day too long. Well, my ship's been split to splinters, sinking fast. I'm drowning in the bosom. Got no future, got no past. But my heart is not weary, it's light and it's free. I got nothing but affection for the move. Sail with me. Everybody's moving, if they ain't already there. Everybody's about to move somewhere. Stick with me, baby, anyhow. Things should start to get interesting right about now. My clothes are wet, tight on my skin, not as tight as the corner that I've painted myself in. I know that fortune is waiting to be kind, so give me your hand and say you'll be mine. The emptiness is endless, cold as the clay. Can always come back, but you can't come back all the way. Only one thing I did wrong, stayed in me.
Mississippi a day too long.
Us to the end of our two-part philosophy of modern song. I want to thank Bob Dylan for, well, being Bob Dylan. I want to thank Tony Russomanno for curating, culling, and extracting all of those introductions from the audiobook. It was an easy job to do that. Probably why no one's done this show before, because nobody wanted to take the time to do it. But thanks to Tony, we did it. I'll be with Tony on What a Week at 11 o'clock on Saturday, joined by Franklin Forer, the former editor of The New Republic and Atlantic staff writer and author of an amazing dissection of the Biden administration. We're going to be getting deep, deep into all things Middle East and Biden's role therein and impacts on the election. It'll be kind of a deep dish. Unusual What a Week, so definitely tune in at 11. And if you want to keep listening or you want to tune in at 12 because you don't want to deal with depressing Middle East stuff, there's, of course, the Grateful Dead Zone that I'll be hosting with great Grateful Dead music for 2 hours on this fine, fine radio station, KSQD, KSQT. But I'll pod this back up. This, by the way, is Sierra's theme. This is an instrumental, the last released Bob Dylan record. He did a live concert or semi-concert last year, and he released the soundtrack to it. This is a new piece of music there. So David Bean will be joining with Keith Greninger at 2:30, so you definitely want to listen to that. But meanwhile, let's have Bob and the honky-tonk accordion take you out here.